We're Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amar Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amar Aleph. So says the Gemara. The Gemara is going to discuss whether you could save a cloth of a Sefer Torah that doesn't have any writing on it from a fire on Shabbos. So Yibayiluhu Hagil Yonin Shel Sefer Torah Matilu Sam Nezeka Ein Matilu Sam Nezeka. What about just cloth from a Sefer Torah? Can you save it from a fire or not? So says the Gemara Tashma. We'll bring a raya from a brisa to be poshate this suffix. Sefer Torah Shabbala in Yesh Malakish One Chamesh Osios Kigol Parshas Vayivin Saharon Matilin Vimla Vein Matilin. Then if you have a Sefer Torah that's worn out, if you have 85 letters left in it corresponding to the Parsha Vayivin Saharon, then you could save it from a fire. Otherwise, you can't. Vamai Tepe Klaim Shem Gilion Today. Shouldn't you be able to save it even without 85 letters just because of the cloth itself? So doesn't that prove to you that a cloth should not be saved? Says Marino Bala Shiny. If it used to have letters and it's worn out, that's different, because once it's worn out, the Kedusha becomes Batel. It's only when the Ksav is erased and the Gilion is alive that the Gilion is still around. So then we have a suffix whether you're Matzil the Gilion. But if the whole thing is worn out, it loses its Kedusha. Tashma says, well, I'll bring another Raya. Sefer Torah Shenimchak. If you have a Sefer Torah that's erased, in Yeshva, Lakishron L'chamesh Otiyot Komparash Ve'ibin Sa'ar, Matzilin V'mavin Matzilin. If you can gather together 85 letters, you'd save it, otherwise you wouldn't. Na'amai, but why, when it doesn't have 85 letters, do we not save it? Typically, Mishum Gilion Diday, shouldn't even if it doesn't have 85 letters, shouldn't you save it because of the cloth itself? So don't you see that you don't save a cloth? So says Gemara, no, makum ha-ksav lo kamibayli. As far as the place where there was writing that's now erased, there's no suffix that you would not save such a thing. D'chi kadosh, agav ksavu d'kadosh, because that only became kadosh in conjunction with the ksav, azul ksav, azul kudushase. And therefore, if the ksav goes away, the kudusha goes away. Ki kamibayli, shal ma'al of shal mata, shabein parsha l'parsha. The whole shayla was, what about the space that was meant not to be written on? The top and the bottom of the cloth, the space between the partials, shvein daf ledaf, the space between the columns, shebetchil sefer shebsof a sefer, or the space at the beginning of a sefer, at the end of a sefer. So it says, we have a tape claim, mishum hahu, even if it doesn't have 85 letters, shouldn't we say that you should save it because of the cloth that's meant to be left empty, from the fact that the Brisa says, no, you only save it if it has 85 letters, so don't you see that empty cloth does not get saved? So the Gemara says, no, the Brisa is talking about a Sefer Torah, the gazes, vishadi, that you cut the cloth all around it, and the only part that's left are the makom haksav that has been erased. So Tashema says, well, let's try to be poshet this from a third raya, a Mishnah, Mesechus Yadayim, Hagul Yonin Shal Ma'ilav Shal Matush, Shemayin Parshal Parshal Shemayin Dalt, Vatav Shemtchil Sefer Shem Sof Sefer, Metamei Yadayim, the empty parts of the cloth are Metamei Yadayim, and if you touch them, there's a Tumma Midrabanan that your hands become Tamei, and if you touch Truma afterwards, it will passel the Truma. So you see the Gulyonim also have Kedusha of a Sefer. So it says, Marla Dilma Agav Sefer Torah Shaini. Maybe they only have Kedusha of a Sefer while the Sefer Torah is still around, but a Gilyon that we're mistook about is where the Ksav has already been erased, so it's not together with the Sefer Torah anymore. So as well, let's try a fourth Raya. Tashema, Tosefta. How Gilyon of the Sifrei Minim, if you have empty Gilyonim, or you have Sifrei Minim, meaning Torah and Vim Ksuvim that Mishumadim wrote, that Ovdi Avodah Zarah wrote in Ksav Ashuris and Lashon HaKodesh, Ein Matzilus HaMnehadleika, you don't save them from the fire, because they were written, Lashem Avodah Zarah, El Nesrofim Dumakoman, Hein Va'askarosehen. You let them get burnt, even though they have Shem of Hashem and everything written in them. So my love, Gilyonim of the Sefer Torah, when it says Gilyonim, doesn't mean the Gilyonim of a Sefer Torah that was written by a kosher person, and then the writing got erased, and the gulyonim that are on the ma'ala, lamata, and in daf ladaf, and saying that you don't save it, says, well, no, gulyonim, the sifrei minim, means gulyonim of sifrei minim. Well, hashta, sifrei minim, gufayuin, natsilin, gulyonim, bai. Well, why would it have to tell me that? If you don't even save the sifrei minim themselves, the svarim that the minim wrote, then of course you're not going to save the empty cloth from the erased svarim of the sifrei minim. The hachi kamar, the sifrei minim harehin kigulyonim. No, what it's trying to say is that the sifrei minim are treated as the same as the gulyonim. So that's part one of today's Amud, right? Four rayos, whether gulyonim should be saved from a Daleka, and we don't, none of the Rayas are successful in proving one way or the other. Now the Gemara brings a Braisa that we had mentioned earlier, but we're bringing it in a more complete form now. So Gufa, HaGulyonim Sifrei Minim Ein Masil Asam Ve'Azleka, you don't save Gulyonim Sifrei Minim from a fire, but Yosi Amar B'chol Koder Es HaAskaros Shabahen, on a weekday you cut out the areas where they have a Shem Hashem in it, the Gonzon, and you put them in Geniza, Vashar Sofen, and the whole rest of it you would burn. Amar Avitafen Akapeach Es Banai, I swear by the life of my children, Shem Yavo Liyadai, Shani Esel Fosom Veskaroseen Shabahen, Veskaroseen Shabahen, that if I were to come across a Sifrei Min, I would burn the whole thing with the Shem of Hashem. Shafilu Adam Rodev Achrov Lahargov Nachash Rotz Lakisho, Nichlas the Beit Avod Zara, Vim Nichlas the Batayim Shal Elu, Shalol Makirin Vakofen, Valol Vain Makirin Vakofen, Vain Nichlas the Batayim Shal Elu, Shalol Makirin Vakofen, Valol Vain Makirin Vakofen. If you were running away and someone were chasing you, the snake was chasing you to bite you, better to go into a Beit Avod Zara to save yourself, rather than to go into the house of a Min, because a Min knows what Kodesh Baruch Hu is and is kofir by Hashem, whereas these Nachrim, the Rav Deva Dazara, are not even Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're not Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they are kofir. So, because they're just following what they were taught as kids. That they would remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they would throw their zichronos behind the door. That in order to make shalom between a man and his wife, by the parsha of Sota, we're willing to erase the Shem Hashem. So for these minim that cause kina and eva, that cause all sorts of jealousy and animosity and quarreling between Kal Yisrael and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, all the more so it's worth erasing the Shem Hashem in order to put them down. And just like you wouldn't save them from fire on Shabbos, you wouldn't save them during a weekday from anything, from a building that caves in on them, from water, from anything that threatens to destroy them. So a sefer that's written by Minim should be treated like nothing, like it's a piece of garbage. So he asked him the shaila, from that written by Minim in order to fight with us, and the place where they would have these debates was called Ve'avidan. So do you save them or not? So he wasn't sure. He went back and forth and he wasn't sure. So Rav lo azal Ve'avidan. Rav wouldn't go to Ve'avidan because he thought that he might get killed from having these debates. The Kolshkin the Bein Nitzarfi, and certainly he wouldn't go to a base of a Zohar called Bein Nitzarfi. Shmuel the Bein Nitzarfi lo azal the Ve'avidan azal. Shmuel wouldn't go to the Bein Nitzarfi, but he went to Ve'avidan. So I'm going to the Rav in my time lo azal the Ve'avidan. So the Minim said to Rav, why don't you come to Ve'avidan? I'm going to Diklaplanya Ikabo. He says there was a certain dekel in the middle of a palm tree, in the middle of the road, the Kashili, and it was hard for me to travel there because the roots became like a mound that were hard to traverse, and I didn't want to go there because I was afraid that, because he didn't want to go there since he was afraid of getting killed, he made up these crazy excuses about palm trees that were in his way. So they said, why don't you just uproot the dekel tree? So duchte kashili, it's hard for me to pass by, even though you cut down the tree, it's still going to be, it's going to leave a hole in the ground, it's going to be difficult to traverse the road. Marbar of Yosef Amar, anna minayu anna, v'lo mustafa minayu, zimna chada asil, v'yilu sakune. He says, I could go there, they know me, I'm not afraid of them. So nevertheless, one time he went and they wanted to kill him. So Gemara brings a maysa relating to a certain min. Ema shalom b'vitzud Rav Lazar, ach deid Rav Gamliel Havai, hava hu pilosofa b'shuvusei, dav shakil shema delom etabel shokha. That the Emer Shalom was the wife of Rabbi Lazar, the sister of Rabbi Gamliel, and there was a certain min in their neighborhood that was that had a reputation that he doesn't accept any bribes from anyone that he debates. And but he, that was his reputation, but that wasn't really true. He would take bribes as long as it was secret enough. Bola Chukid, Rabbi Gamliel and his sister wanted to mock him. So Ayilu Le Shraga Dudava, they brought him a golden candelabra, Va'azul Kamei, and Rabbi Gamliel and his sister went in front of him. Amrale, so Hema Shalom said to this Min, Ba'ina Dinifli Dinichsi Dibeinashi, I want Rabbi Gamliel to split with me our father's estate, because our father has passed away. So this guy said, Plogu, split the estate. Amr Leh, so Rabbi Gamliel said to the guy, Ksivlan b'makom brabar teloteris, but doesn't the Torah say that a daughter doesn't inherit when there's a son? So Amr Leh, min yama de gulisu me'arachu, nisnatilus ha'raisa de Moshe, v'tiyav esifar achriti. From the days of Golos, from since the times of Golos, the Torah's Moshe was taken, and you have another sefer, Ksiv Bey, and in that other sefer it says, bro barta kechada yartun, that a son and a daughter yarshin together. L'machar hadar ayolei iu chameluva. The next day Rabbi Gamliel brought as a bribe a special expensive donkey, they went for another din Torah, so to speak. Amalahush, Felis Lusefe de Sifra. He says, oh wait, I just got to the end of the book. This new book that I told you governs all of our actions. He says, it says at the end of the book that the book is not meant to detract or add to anything it says in the Torah. And it says in the Torah that when there's a son, a daughter doesn't yarshin. So the sister said, "Nahor noraych kesharga," that your light should shine like a candle. Meaning she was reminding him of the bribe she gave him the previous day of the golden candelabra. So Rabbi Gamliel alluded to the fact that he had given this donkey. So he said, I guess the donkey knocked out the candle. So they were trying to show how the whole thing was a joke. The person was a fraud, that he claims that he doesn't take any bribes. But of course he took bribes, that his whole basis wasn't on Torah SMS. It was on being able to satisfy himself with whoever would pay the highest price. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Umit Ma in Korin at the Tudat.